Thank you and good afternoon. Eureka police are investigating a possible homicide that resulted in a 63-year-old man succumbing to head injuries sustained in an altercation on 4th Street Tuesday night. After interviews on scene, officers arrested a man involved in the altercation, a man who initially reported the incident to the police department. Officers also contacted a juvenile who was at the scene and who may have had a role in the incident, but would later be released to a family member. Officers are also continuing their investigation into the shooting death of 18-year-old Dax Brown of McKinleyville. An altercation between two groups of young men led to a shooting at Hammond Park Saturday night, resulting in Brown's death. Eureka police confirmed that the shooting was gang-motivated, and multiple witnesses have been interviewed and police are following several leads. The search for 24-year-old Crystal Silva, who was reported as missing on Wednesday, has ended. The Eureka Police Department located Silva walking on Jacobs Avenue on Wednesday, and she was transported back to her caretaker and residence in Manila. Silva's caretaker initially reported to Humboldt deputies that she went missing after she walked away from her residence on Ricks Avenue Tuesday afternoon. On Sunday, a memorial will be held in Fortuna as the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office honors one of its deputies who passed away on Monday. Corporal Rich Schlesinger passed away after his battle with cancer, and a memorial will be held at the River Lodge at 11 o'clock in the morning, and the public is welcome to attend. A donation account for Schlesinger's family has also been set up at Redwood Capital Bank. Dan Squire has an update on pill payments for California.
Local, state, and federal elected leaders from 13 Western states have agreed on one thing, pushing for the reinstatement of the Payment in Lieu of Taxes program for timber-rich counties. Federal PILT payments help mitigate the loss of tax revenue for counties that have large swaths of federal timberlands in their jurisdictions. The Rural County Representatives of California, the RCRC, has been a supporter of the push to restore those payments. On Tuesday, RCRC joined the National Association of Counties, a lobbying group in D.C., in actively urging Congress to restore full payments. There are 30 counties in California that have received PILT payments in the past, and for Humboldt County, it would mean more than $600,000 per year. For Del Norte, more than $500,000 per year if the payments are restored.
Thank you, Dan. Sheriff's deputies arrested and booked 44-year-old Kenneth Ash into county jail on Tuesday after drugs and firearms were located at a Panther Road residence in Willow Creek. A note left by a woman at the Trinity Automotive in town led deputies to the address, and a search warrant was obtained and served at the residence. Deputies discovered 4 firearms, 3 grams of meth, along with 160 pounds of processed marijuana and over 270 growing plants. Ash was booked on various firearm and drug charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The full Senate earlier this afternoon approved Senate Bill 792, a bill that would require family daycare home and daycare center workers, as well as volunteers, to be vaccinated against diseases such as measles and influenza. The bill was authored by Senator Tony Mendoza, and he said the following statement, "With the deadly outbreaks of measles and influenza this year, we must do everything in our power to protect California's children who spend time in daycare, and one child's death may be one too many, especially when it may be preventable." The bill passed with a 31-5 vote on the Senate floor and now heads to Governor Jerry Brown's desk for consideration. The Bryceland Fire Department will hold their annual fundraiser on Saturday to raise money for equipment and operating expenses. The event will have food, music, as well as a raffle, and along with new Fire Chief Jim Fulton and members and supporters of the fire department, Humboldt County Supervisor Estelle Fennell will be in attendance as well. The Sheriff's Office and Hoopa Tribal Police are still asking for the public's help in locating the suspect who robbed an employee of a local business while that employee was making a deposit at the Coast Central Credit Union in Hoopa. The suspect approached the victim with a flashlight and a handgun and demanded money the victim was prepared to deposit. The suspect is described as a Native American male, 5'7", 130 pounds, and he was last seen wearing a black hoodie, black pants, sunglasses, and a blue bandana. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.